This year is sponsored by my good friend Rav Arya Leib Perlman Shlita, in the memory of the Kedoshim we lost in Eretz Yisrael, and as a schos for our dear brothers and sisters going out into harm's way, dealing with the craziness of the crazy, defending the lives of our brothers and sisters, and all of us. And that the Rambam says a person has to go into war, he's not allowed to be afraid. Being fearful in war is an avera. And not only that, according to some Rishonim, it applies to any type of situation your person gets scared of. A person has to go into war and he can't be afraid. He has to be, the Lashon of the Rambam is Yostim Nafshe V'Kapoy, Rambam is Hilchos Lachem Perek Dalet, and it's Kedai for also understand that a person is Lo Lefachei, the person has to fight without fear. Fear creates the problem. Fear creates, as the Maral brings down, a very simple idea. A person could be walking on a log. The log, and you can walk, you know how little kids walk through a log and they don't fall. But you pick that log up 5 feet, then what happens? Says the Maral, because fear creates the fall. So one, we have to realize that we're not supposed to be scared. We're supposed to be serious. We're supposed to daven to Hashem. We're supposed to really daven with all our heart and soul, but not to be fearful. That's what it means. Hashem li lo yira maya seli adam. I don't know. I'm Hashem has me. I'm not afraid. And the goyim, they come and they surround me. Sabuni b'shem Hashem kemila. In the name of Hashem, I cut them down. And then they surround me again. Sabuni gam sabuni. A third, a second time, I cut them down. And then they have so much hatred. Sabuni chidvayrim. They surround me like bees, like wasps. You know why? Like wasps. What's the shot? So Rashi says, the wasps, when they bite, they die. Whatever species we're talking about, when they bite, they die. Says the Briskarov, that the guy hate us so much, they know they're going to die. They know they're going to die, and they still are going to fight for their hatred. No, is there any way to win? B'shem Hashem ki amilam, with the name of Hashem, I cut them down. That is the story that we have to take away. Not supposed to be walking around being afraid. We're supposed to be walking around confident that the Eved is going to help us take care of these Reitzchim. Not to be afraid, but to daven your heart out. Yeah, you can't stop davening. Can't stop davening for the soldiers. Can't. Stavish Usher. Usher to stop davening for them. You have to mamish have them in mind. Non-stop. That is the only way you have to get out of this. There's no other way. With tefillah, you get out of this without tefillah? In no way. That's what you said we have to do. Tefillah to Hillel learning. It should be nonstop. We're on the front line. Just understand, a soldier doesn't stop. We don't stop. We are soldiers. Halachically, we're soldiers. We have to realize that. That's it.
Army of Hashem.
Now, having said that, let's go to what we did. Here, we'll five steps till we get to the new place of this year. The first step we brought down with the machlekes, how many meals you need on Shabbos, either three or four. Rav Chitka says you need four. Yes. And it's a question of the fact that the Pasuk says, it says three times, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael three times, there's not going to be mun. There's going to be mun, but it's not going to fall on Shabbos. It says three times ayayim. The question is that besides the Friday night meal, or what's the Friday night? Three hayayim, three meals. Machlokes between, we said last week, between the El Yeraba and the Levush, the three meals are the Eretz of the Rabbanan. It's the Eretz, so one has to think about this. Let's try to put it in perspective. This year, Lulav and Esrog, which sure all of you bought beautiful ones. Yeah, you did? Beautiful?
Yeah,
good marker. Who was the Rabbanan? According to the Levush, the three meals you have in Shabbos are Daraisa. So just understand that we were holding. The question that we asked last week was, is there a specific time for the meals? Is there a specific time for the meals? And places and the Rush prove from the Gemara. This is step two. What was the proof? The Gemara in Shabbos Afkuf Yochesim et al. Says that if there's a fire, we allow a person to save by mincha time by mincha time one meal. By mincha time one meal, says the Rosh, says Tosis, it's a proof that mincha time is a meal. You're supposed to have a meal by mincha time. That's what Tosis of Chukuf Yechet says, that it's mashmat at the time of eating the Suda Shlishas B'Shabbos is by mincha, that's what you're allowed to save it. You're allowed to save a meal there because that's specifically the time that you're allowed to save. This, says Tosis, that on Erev Pesach, that falls out on Shabbos, what does it say to save? How much are you supposed to save? Says two meals, not three meals. Says Tosis, that the reason for that is, meaning Tosis saying, maybe the reason for that is because, well, you can't have any meal before mincha time. Again, Erev Pesach, I pulled that on Shabbos. The Gemara says you save two meals. Why two meals? Friday night, Shabbos morning. What happened to Shalosh Shabbos? Well, says Tosfos, I have a beautiful proof right now. Shalosh Shabbos has to be after the time, after Zman HaMincha, after Chatzos. So if it's after Chatzos, now we understand the Gemara very well, that you can only save two, because Shalosh Shabbos has to be after Mincha. That might not be a raya, because maybe it actually meant that you save three meals, but when we say two meals, it means a big meal in the morning, that you're breaking it up to two. Tosfos says it might not be a raya. Then Tosfos says, even without that, of course you can't have two meals in the morning, even if the Zman for Shalosh Shabbos would be in the morning, but how could he make a bracha she'en et shricha? How could I wash and bench? On that point, said the Rosh, that's a mistake, because you are allowed to wash and bench, if it's for the sake of Shalosh Shabbos. The Rosh paskins, however, that there is a Zman for Shalosh Shabbos, which is after Mincha. And says the Rosh, there's no problem with washing and benching. It's not considered a bracha she'en et shricha if you're doing it for Shalosh Shabbos. The Rosh agrees, however, right away, no hefzik at all necessary. Well, that's a minute to do something like that. It would come out something, that type of neskamina would come out the same way. Comes along the Rosh and says, you are allowed to wash and bench. For example, if I'm eating my meal before Chatzos, and then it comes Chatzos time, and I continue eating my meal, and I want to break up my meal, says the Rosh, no problem. But the Rosh agrees to the Tosfos' idea that you cannot have Shalosh Shabbos in the morning. You cannot have Shalosh Shabbos in the morning, and Shulchan Aruch passes like this. Very important thing to know. People who, let's say, have a meal early in the morning. And, for example, I was in Eretz Yisrael, I ate by a German family, the Orbach, who happens to have been mechutanim by Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Edom. Anybody knows who Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Edom is? Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. And he was a mechutan by Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, this man, Orbach. And they would have a meal. They would finish their meal at 9, davening, let's say, at 9:30, because they started at what time? 7 o'clock in the morning? Like all German Yidden. He told me, this Mr. Orbach, he told me that in Germany, they used to be up the whole night, Yom Kippur, saying Tehillim. They would have long candles, and it would burn down until the morning. Those were the good Erlicha German Yidden work. So, the Chroin of Rachi passed on already. At 9:30, I'm finished my meal. 10 o'clock, I'll finish my meal. I'm hungry again. If I wash and eat before 12, I'm not Yaitse. I have to wait till after the Zman HaMincha. And that is Shulchan Aruch and Reitz Adi Aleph phase. The Mechaber says clearly, and it's kedai to look inside, it's on page Dalit. The Mechaber says, Reitz Adi Aleph phase, Zmana Mishayagia Zmana Mincha, the time of Yimshal Shuddhas is at time of Mincha. By the way, he says in Alecha Aleph, Yehi Zohir Ma'oid L'Kaim Suda Shlishas. You should be really careful to be kind to the solution. Not just careful, really careful. Really careful. Why? Because it's a deraisa, according to some. Or it's at least a derabbanan with an asmachna of a deraisa. Said the Mechaber in the Halacha Beis, Zman HaMashiach is Zman HaMincha, Dainu V'Shei Shoyes Mefta Molmala, from 6.5 hours, which means a half hour after Chatzos. V'Masah Kadam Lachein, like Kiyam Mitzvah to the Shlishim. If you did it before that, you were not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shalshim. You weren't Mekayim. Now, the question is there any Halacha of doing it after Tfilas Mincha? We find such a thing that you're supposed to do it after Tfilas Mincha. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says that some people say that you shouldn't drink water between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and we spoke about this last week a little bit. Says the Ramah, Yesh Oimrim, also Lashet Ma'ariv Mincha and Ma'ariv B'Shabbat. You can't drink water between Mincha and Ma'ariv, because if you drink water between Mincha and Ma'ariv, you're somehow stealing from the Neshamas that are going back to Shemayim. And therefore, says the Ramah, because a person is going to need to drink when they eat, don't have shalosh shudas between mincha and ma'ariv. Rather, you should eat it before mincha. Now, the Ramah is not, when the Ramah says the word mincha, he's referring to tfilas mincha. When the Ramah says mincha, he's referring to tfilas mincha. So somehow, between tfilas mincha and ma'ariv, you should not have shalosh shudas. We were saying that it's mizman mincha. Over here, he's saying that zman tefilas mincha you shouldn't. That means, according to the Ramah, you should have it before tefilas mincha. But and that's what he says. But then he says, he says another sheet that said no, just the opposite. First, you actually should daven mincha first. So he's bringing a shita that don't do it after mincha. But then he says, no, you should do mincha first. And that's what the minig is. So if you have a person who doesn't eat shalshus after mincha, he has very clear what to base it on. He has what to base it on because it's coming from the Ramah. The Ramah himself says, The minig is to have mincha first. But then he says, when we call maklin, nevertheless, and this is where on page 5 now, in lishet mayim min hanharis, you shouldn't drink water from the rivers. Avolavayashari. Water from the rivers is where the big problems are. But from the house, it's going to be okay. And any other drink, he says, it's going to be fine. Then he says that this is the whole thing, perhaps, is only when a person is not available for 12 months for his father or for his mother. And then he adds on that some people are saying that it's referring to Erev Shabbos, which means on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashos, a person between Mincha and Ma'ariv, for example, let's say a person goes to a Kabbach Minyan, and a person wants to drink water, and it's Bein Hashmashos, they shouldn't do it.
But Shalant and Kugel go get them.
Shalant and Kugel.
And liquor, right?
That's right.
You're not supposed to eat it all.
Now, where do we get, we asked last week, where do we get this idea of actually taking a little break between meals if we want to break up the meals? That comes from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on the Mechaber Halacha Gimel. The Mechaber says, if the Suda in the morning went to the Zman of Mencha, Yafsik HaSuda Yivarach Berachat HaMazon. He says, you should be mafsik, make it with the mother and wash again. And he says, it's a good thing to do. You know why it's a good thing to do? Think about when you eat a lot, right? If you stop eating, it's very, very hard to eat again. You wait a couple of minutes. So says the Mechaber, the best thing is not to wait. To wash and bench. On that, the Mishnah Berurah is saying the Mishnah Berurah says no, because Mechaber is passing like the Rosh that said it's not a brach shein atricha when you're doing it for shal shudas. He says from the Achrayim that you should get up and walk a little bit in between.
You'll have
to be able to make it into another suda, to be able to consider it another suda. That's what he brings down from the Achrayim. However, straight Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. Now, let's talk about two questions. Shaila number one. is what do you lamaisa have to have when it comes to child shudder? L'chatchila b'diyeved. L'chatchila b'diyeved, number one. Number two, if somebody starts eating child shudder at a certain time and they didn't wash, do they have to stop or not? Is there a certain time that they have to stop? Question number three. If somebody forgets Ritzei by Shalosh Shudah, do they go back? And if they don't have to go back, so if I have a Kiddush, let's say this week is Meret Hashem to Kiddush, Dr. Kopsik is making Kiddush, and I'm making Kiddush for my daughter. So let's say somebody makes an Al Mechya, he's eating his cholent and his herring and his kugel and his gala, whatever delicious stuff he wants, by the Kiddush, a liver. And then he's coming to his meal in his house. Is his meal in his house considered Shal Shudas? And if it is considered Shal Shudas, and he forgets saying Ritzei, if we said before that perhaps you don't have to go back by Shal Shudas for Ritzei, is your Kiddush considered a meal enough that you're Yotzei, then now your actual meal that you have in your house is considered Shal Shudas or not? That's the question I'm asking. So question number one, what's the chiyuv of what you have to eat? Number two, if you're eating other things, do you have to stop? Number three, what's the halacha of forgetting Ritzei by Shal Shudas? And then let's make another fourth question. Your meal that you're having by a Kiddush, is that considered a meal that's going to come, actually, you're coming home, and you're like, okay, let me have my meal. Is that considered Shal Shudas? Do I not have to have Shal Shudas afterwards? And if I have Shal Shudas afterwards, and I forget Ritzei, do I have to go back?
What's this about Ritzei?
Why not Moisei? Ritzei What's, why is Ritzei?
Okay. Yeah, on Shabbos.
We say it on Shabbos.
He
had to Baal Yeshua invention. So let's see what the Mechaber brings down. This is straight halacha. The Mechaber and halacha Hey says, you have to do it with bread. Then he says, some people say you could do it from any food from the Chameshis Minei Dalan. Any type of mezainas, your yeshayim or sheyachol asoy, the b'chol ma'achol asoy me'echad me'chameshes, page number six. Well, he doesn't finish it off, but he says me'chameshes on the bottom. Excuse me, on the bottom of page number five, me'chameshes mini dagon, last paragraph. So I apologize for that. Then he brings down that some people say no, you could have boster v'dagon. Some people say anything that's a condiment to bread, and then some people say no, you could even do it with peiros. Now this is very good for us because let's say your taka full. Now he ends up saying the real proper way is the first thing, which unless he's very very full. So you should have it with bread unless you're very very full. Or, says the Ramah, if you can't have bread, when it's Shal Shudas that falls out on Pesach. There, what you should have, since it's also to eat pas after Mincha, so you should have it with Basar V'dogim or fruits. And by the way, Halacha Vav, just know this. Noshim Chayavis B'tud Shlishis, women are Chayav, the exact same way that men are chayiv in Shal Shudas. There's no difference whatsoever between women and men. No, because they were got the mon. So since they got the mon, there's no. Right. Well, because anything that has a loisa, say women are mechuyev to eat all the sudas the same way men. By the way, I'm just going to stick on something. Women are mechuyev to listen to the zimun of men. They can't just bench earlier. They're mechuyev to listen to the zimun of men.
What about the opposite? What if there's three women and two men? The women make a zimun also, right?
That's not in our circles. We don't do that. I don't know if they could. Maybe they could. But in, around under.
But I heard there's like a thing like that. Three women?
Three people.
I haven't found my babas do such things like that.
I don't know where that comes from. I can't imagine.
What if there
were some
three people?
Yeah, too much time in the end. Okay, fine. So now, if he knows them, then they could bench. But if he's a Zimun, just know that women are supposed to answer to the Zimun. Now, but remember, just it's so interesting to remember the last halacha that he says, that the first he says that you're allowed to break up your meal, and if you break up the meal, that's fine. And sometimes it's better to break up the meal, because when you're breaking up the meal, you won't be too full. So sometimes it's better to break up the meal and have bread, like, rather than both meals, rather than waiting and having basar, dagim, or fruit. Now, although the Rama says that between Mincha Ma'ariv, some people don't because of the Mayim, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Mekubalim that that's the specific time to have Shal Shudim. So Lamaisa, what do we come out over here? Come out that one taka should be makvid, according to the Mechaber, as much as he can, unless he's not Sava. Sava B'yosha. You know what Sava B'yosha means? Your mamish stuff. Not that you're full. Sava B'yosha means very, very stuff. So let's go to the next part. The next part is on page Zion. That's another question that I didn't bring up, which is, well, we brought it up part of the way. Is once, let's make it very very simple. Once you're the chiyuv of Avdallah, you are not allowed to eat and drink. Once you're the chiyuv of Avdallah, you're not allowed to eat and drink.
Even if the suit is going on and on?
So the Gemara Sachem brings down that if the suit is going on, there is not a problem. Because you're in the middle of the Shal Shudas. And the Gemara also says that water isn't a problem. So somebody wants to drink water before Havdalah, it is mutter for him to do so.
During the meal, though?
Even after benching.
Oh, really?
Even after benching, correct. Just to know that. Even after benching, there is no chiyuv. You're allowed to have before Havdalah water. I'll read you the Mechaber. Yeah, we're allowed to learn some kulas. Also, lechol shum davar afilu lishtos yayin hasham mashkim. You're not allowed to eat anything or drink any wine or any other drink. Chutz memayim mishatech shak wants to get stuck. Ashi yavlu until you do avdala. But as Arya, you were saying before, avlo mahaya yoshev v'oichol. If he was sitting and eating, mivoydim v'chashkolay, and then it became dark. Ain't it tzarach lahafset? You don't have to be mafset. So you could go on and on and on. But if you're eating and drinking, then you have to be mafset. So eating and drinking, you have to be mafset.
You mean only if you're in the middle of a suda with bread? But eating and drinking, you need to game is a problem?
So you just said suda with bread. That's what I always thought, and will hold like you. That means if you wash all shudas, you could continue eating and drinking.
Yeah.
Even though the chiyuv of Havdalah, the chiyuv of Havdalah is not going to stop you, but if you didn't wash, then you're not allowed to sit and drink, even if I was sitting in by shal shudas and drinking, it's awesome.
By shkia or by taste?
Excellent question. The Mechaber says Mishatech Shach wants to get dark. So he doesn't say what does it mean once it gets dark. Comes along the Mishabura and says, even if it's a Safek Hashecha. But, says the Mishabura, what does Safek Hashecha mean? Bein Hashmashes. Says the Mishabura, well, what does Bein Hashmashes mean? He's a huge machlaikas. And in a basic, the most basic ways, either it's from our Shkia, you have 13 and a half minutes of Bein Hashmashes, according to the Vilna Gaon. 13 and a half minutes, and then it is night. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, which is day, and 13 and a half minutes, which is Bein Hashmashes. So either the Bein Hashmashes, according to the Vilna Gaon, is right by Shkia, or the Bein Hashmashes is 13 and a half minutes after 53 and a half minutes.
So
58 and a half minutes. Says the Mishabura, you're able to be Mekel till a half hour before Seis. A half hour before Seis.
Like in the middle.
The Mishabur is in the middle. That means the Mishabur, although he's machmer like the Gra when it comes to Zmanin. For example, when it comes to Mincha and Shema and stuff like that, the Mishabur holds, in certain things, you have to be machmer like the Gra, Malacha, and stuff like that. But when it comes to Shal Shudas, he is Mekel up to a half hour before Seis. Now, what is Seis? So Seis is 50, a half hour, so you have 20 minutes after Shkia. Or around that time, if he doesn't say Shai Zmani is or not, So you have till 20 minutes. If anybody sees me being makel, if people just understand, you have already the Mishabura is makel. He says you're allowed to do 20 minutes because he holds you're allowed to go because it's day. This is, we are just to look on page 6 by the first hand. I want to show you his lashon. He says, if you didn't eat before that, for sure you have to eat after shkia. Even other food, if he doesn't have a, if he has a type of eat and drink, he doesn't have to makmer. Achati shall shekadem tefilat dechavim till a half hour before it's safe. Beautiful. Okay, so that's what we know. Now, what about mezainis? What about if I had mezainis? What about if I have mezainis? Now, by the way, Rabbi Yashiv said that the Mishabura was not talking about an Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, already 20 minutes after Shkia, it's still so dark there. The Mishabura was going on where he was. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said. That the Mishabura in Europe, now, Rabbi Moshe Sternbach brings down that the Briskarov said that Rav Chaim held that when it comes to Shal Shudas, you could 100% be makel as long as it's Shabbos. He was very, very makel as well. So you have the Mishabura being very makel, and Rav Moshe Sternbach bringing from the Briskarov in the name of his father of Chaim, that was makel as well.
They're holding like Rabbeinu Tam.
Holding like Rabbeinu Tam for sure when it comes to Shal Shudas. However, the Rav Moshe Sternbach brings down that Chaznish was very machmer not to eat after Shkia, even with the Yevet. He wouldn't be machmer. So the Chaznish was taka machmer. And I found out from a Talmud of Rav Ruvain that Rav Moshe was also very machmer. He would get upset when he was a Sidnik. He would come always after Shkia. He would say, well, you're coming so late. So Rav Moshe seems to be machmer. However, even though Rav Moshe was machmer, yeshal mi lismach, you have the Rav Chaim Brisker and you have the Mishabura that clearly say that you are able to be makel on it. Rav Moshe Sternbach says himself that you should have till 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. He doesn't say 20, but 13 and a half minutes, till 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, Rav Moshe Sternbach himself is makel. Regarding mezainis, let's say somebody's full, he doesn't want to eat bread, doesn't agree to bread, so he's having mezainis. Is it considered that he started his Shal Shudas? Because we know the Mechaber says when it comes to Shal Shudas, some people say you could have mezainis. Some people say you could have mezainis. So if you take a look on page 7, you're going to see these are big machlokes of Paiskim. Rav Wozner from the Shevet Alevi, if you take a look, it's the paragraph on page 7 where it says, the Sefer, the picture of the Sefer Shevet Alevi by the hand, he brings down that perhaps since you're doing it L'Kavish Shabbos, it's considered a Kviyas. Meaning, why is it that when it comes to Havdalah knocks it away because it's Havdalah, you have a Chiv Havdalah. But if you made this as your Sudas Shabbos, it's Kavish Shabbos, so it knocks away the Chiv Havdalah. The same way, every Shabbos should have knocked away the Chiv Havdalah. So Rav Wozner says, perhaps you could say it is taka like Sudas Shabbos, and therefore you could be makel and eat mezainis even without washing, and you could continue eating mezainis because you made a tvi'ah. This is what the Shevet Alevi brings down. However, I saw from the Sefer Magdanis Elio, from Rav Alter Elio Levi Rubenstein, that's all, he says perhaps it's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Because if you take a look at the lashon of Rashi, Rashi says that the reason why you can't drink once the Chiyuv of Havdalah is because it's not a davar chashuv, and since it's not a davar chashuv, it won't push away the Chiyuv of Havdalah. That's the lashon of Rashi. But Tosfos's lashon is the reason why drinking. The Gemara says drinking you have to stop when it comes to Chiyuv of Havdalah because it's not a kviyas. So Rashi says the reason why you have to stop drinking. In the lashon, the Gemara says drinking has to stop,
only if you didn't wash. Yes.
Only if you didn't wash. The Rashi says because it's not chashuv. Taisha says, you know why you have to stop? Because of kviyas. Says the Magdanus Eliyahu, perhaps you could say, even if mezainus is not considered a kviyas, but it's considered a darachasha. This that Rashi says, drinking, you have to stop because it's not a davar chashav, and it depends on what's considered a davar chashav to push away the chiyuv of avdala. Since you're doing mezainus, it's considered a davar chashav. Perhaps you could be making.
But what if it's all part of one meal? There's no bread, but let's say it's still and the mezonos, you have mezonos, vegetables, and drink together. I mean,
right. So I'm saying,
should you have to stop drinking because it's not enough.
You have to stop what?
You have to stop drinking.
Maybe you have to stop everything.
You can only continue the mezonos part.
Maybe you have to stop everything, right? Because mezainus already koveya it. Is mezainus koveya it the ozach? Is it koveya it or is it not koveya? That's what the shaila is. So we have a machlokes apoiskim. I would be more machmer on this one. I'm very uncomfortable with such a thing. The Gemara says somebody drinks for havdalah misasli ba askara. It's just not. It's just not my.
That's what the Rabbi Kivis students were.
Aside from Oscar, right? So when it comes to these things like eating before, and I don't know, I would once it's a half hour before Shkia, I would tell the person to stop if he didn't wash. That's what I would personally do. If you want to know what Rav Wozner seems to be being make on it. Let's get to the next style that the stipler talks about. But no, the Mechaber clearly brings down that if somebody's full, Sova B'Yaiser, you could be make on it.
What?
Is it? He brings down, and this is not from it. He brings it from in the name of the Rosh, in the name of the Tesefta, that here is Makam. The Raya is because the Gemara brings down that you could be Mashlan, the Chiyuv of Suda, the Mini Tagima, and what does Tagima mean? And Taisus over there bringing down that was only Chiyuv of Yontif, but not the Chiyuv of Shabbos, because Shabbos, it says Hayem Hayem Hayem. Okay, so we're getting to that right now. So we're going to say this very, very quickly. We'll say the stipler says this wildly lumdisha idea. Says the stipler. So the stipler, this is in Bracha Simon Chafei, the stipler on page 8, it's a long shtetl, but just to give a little bit of a hesber, the reason why some say you could be makel. So why taka? If it says ayem 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 Shabbos, right? So why would some say that you could be makel and not have the third meal? Because you could be masum b'mini targim of fine. And what about the first two? So I saw brought down in the Masifta that they explain that the chiyuv of shal shudis, the chiyuv of shal shudis, and the chiyuv of oynik shabbos is two separate things. The chiyuv of oynik shabbos is the Friday night and Shabbos day. If you take a look on page 8, today, if you say you see the bottom of the stipler, right on top, you'll see there's a hand where it says upir advarim. Today, just to look at a few lines that he brings down over here. And that is good enough Friday night and Shabbos day. So Lenny, you were asking about mezainus, right? That what shot that you have mina you could be yoytu with this is because you have a chiyuv of oynik Shabbos, and that you're going to be makayim with pas. But the chiyuv of oynik Friday night and Shabbos day, you're makayim your oynik. Even because you have a chiyuv of shal shudis, you have to have another suda. It's not a din of oynik; it's a din of a suda. Because you're mekayim a din of oynik. Oynik Friday night, oynik Shabbos day. You're mekayim, and therefore comes out that the reason why some hold, unlike the Rambam who said there has to be all pas, the reason why some hold that shal shudis you do not need pas is because the din of oynig your makayim Friday night and Shabbos day, and the din of three sudas is a different din. Meaning, when you're eating a Friday night suda and Shabbos day suda, your makayim a din of pas that has nothing to do with the din of oynig, a din suda that has nothing to do with the din of oynig, and a din oynig itself. And oynig you only have to do twice. That's what he brings down. Interesting idea that oynig your namachuyev is not a chelik of the suda Shabbos. You're mekayim it when you do it, but that's not what the chiyuv is. The chiyuv is only Friday night and Shabbos day. That is the idea. So come along the stipler, and this is what the stipler says. Let's see if we can say this in under 5 minutes. Says the stipler, perhaps when you eat al mechya by the Kiddush, being that you say Urasevach Lisein of Yom HaShabbos is that, you're actually mentioning Shabbos, perhaps you are being mekayim your Suda's Shabbos. Now, it's true that's not the Pashut thing that one has to do, but perhaps maybe it's considered enough of a Suda. That's the first thing that he tries to bring, because maybe it's not a Suda Shabbos. Maybe it's considered a Suda Shabbos. Again, he wants to know somebody who ate Kiddush and if he ate the Shabbos, to the Shabbos, if he Zaynus, and again, I forgot to say one piece of information. Being that one could be the Yevit for sure, be Yoyse Mizaynus for Shalshavis, for that reason, if one forgets Ritzay by Shalosh Shuddos, they do not need to go back. Only by Friday night, Shabbos day, for Shalosh Shuddos, you don't. Why? Because being that there are some sheets hold that you do not need to wash, so therefore, you're not mechayev to stay over Ritzay. This is why the Mishnah Berurah explains it. So comes along the disciple and says, well, okay, so then maybe if my Kiddush, that I had a Kiddush and Shul, was my meal, so then my regular Shuddos Shabbos is by Suda Shlishis. And if it's Suda Shlishis, I'm not mechuyev to say over the benching of Vagat Ritzay. Says the disciple, why should it be? Because maybe I'm saying Ritzay Vach Ritzay Yom HaShabbos is that. And maybe that's already considered enough of a Suda. Now, then he dawns on that. He said, because of Maisa, the Mishavur Pachinus, you forget to say that. In the Al Mechya Ritzay, yeah. But then he dawns on that. He says, because of Maisa, if you forget that in Al Mechya, you don't have to go back. Unlike in benching. So, perhaps it's not strong enough. But then he says, one second, whenever it comes to Pasa Babakisnan, which in Dershu they're learning it right now, it's a big machlokes, what Pasa Babakisnan, what is your machlokes to make a mezainis on? So he's saying, perhaps, the mezainis that you're eating is really bread. We don't wash on that stuff because it's a whole three-way machlokes, what's considered a Pasa Babakisnan. But being that it may be bread, so it actually may be your Suda. So another svara of why it is your Suda. And says the stipler, since it may be your Suda.
Mitzoma? I can understand babka, but not mitzoma.
Okay, we're talking about, let's say, cake. So therefore, perhaps he calls it a svek sveka l'chiyuva. Maybe it's a svek sveka l'chiyuva. Meaning to say, let's take a look. It's just one small paragraph. It's worthwhile to see it, and we'll end with this. And we'll meet the Shem, we'll continue next week. This is on page 9. It's a great question. The Gemara speaks about which Suda is more important, the Friday night Suda or the Shabbos day Suda.
Friday
night. Kiddush Friday night is Adif. Suda Shabbos day is Adif. It's the Suda Shabbos day is Adif. Says the stipler, it's on page 9, it's Kilas Yaakov, it's the first column by the second paragraph where it says El Yesh L'Sadid. He said like this, you could be Metzadid, Arei B'Sudash Lishis Gufa Yishach L'Ask Yonek L'Ulah Paisim Zali Maftir Noisa. He said, on one hand, if you forget Friday, Shalosh Shudin, it's a Machloikis if you go back. So I'll say from the Suda Gimel Zachto Pas, if you hold like the Shizis for showing that you actually need bread, Maxir Noisa, I am the tour, so I sim kofeches. Or Shokan Ar Shams of Sivches, Pasak of Surah Shlishis, a Maxir. Mushum the Sveku, because it's a Sabbat. But some Rishayim of Takahol, you do have to go, you do need to go back for a say because you'd need bread. The Sveku, but you don't go back because it's a Sabbat Bracha. The Sabbat Bracha is Kohako. Then King Kashiyesh Nami Sabbat, Idahu Surah Shlishis. But let's say it's a Sabbat, if it is Shal Shalit or not. Oish. What is he trying to say? He's saying like this. I have my kiddush, I have my cake, I have my mezainis. You're right. On one hand, that might be a suda. It might be a suda because I'm saying Ritzay Vach Liseinu in Al Mechya. It might be my suda because it might actually be bread. but am I not? But on the other hand, I'm going to come to my meal, my real meal, and it might be Shalosh Shuddos, but even in Shalosh Shuddos itself, one may be mechuyev to bench. One may be mechuyev to bench. Why one may be mechuyev to bench? Because maybe you need bread. We paskin since it's a suffix. We paskin since it's a suffix, so you don't stay over a steak. So here the sveika lechiyuva. On one hand, this might be Shalosh Shuddos, and it might be not Shalosh Shuddos.
Lunch after the Kiddush.
Right. The lunch, the Suda after the Kiddush. They eat it after Chatzis. They're eating after Chatzis, exactly. So it might be, it might not be Shalosh Shuddos, it might be Shalosh Shuddos. But even if it is Shalosh Shuddos, well, Shalosh Shuddos, you may have to bench. And therefore, he ends off with Dina, he's a Tzarchi in Gogol, and in this, it's Mistaver, that you have to wash, and you have to eat a Kazayis of bread, and you have to make a Berachas HaMazon. Meaning, you're saying if you forgot to say Ritzei, and you finish your Suda after you stuff yourself by the Kiddush, and you're eating your Shabbos Seuda, I don't like calling it lunch, your Shabbos Seuda, and you realize you bench without Ritzei, and maybe it's your Shalosh Shuddos, but maybe not. He says what you should do is wash again, and eat more bread, and bench with Ritzei.
Second.
On the second meal.
Or fourth meal.
Or fourth meal. The reason why I don't like rolls by your kiddush is because
it takes away from the suda at home.
It takes away from your suda at home.
Is it a stipler?
That's not a stipler, yeah. That's a stipler. And final halachic analysis, one is allowed to be yoyser if he's saveh b'yoyser with mezainas or fruits or baser v'dagim. But one has to realize that the chiva shal shudas, he should be zohar ma'oid, he should be very careful. Perhaps it's a chiva d'iraisa. And if one started a late shal shudas, one could be makel at least till, we'll say, at least till 20 minutes after shkia, till the start. If one had mezainus and he wants to continue a suda, we brought down a machlekes apayskim. We said it's perhaps tully for the mezainus aliyo and machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos why you have to stop. Kashiva shokavias. And we brought down Rav Wozner and the shaila at hand. If one has a kiddush, perhaps when he's coming home, he actually might be doing shalosh shuddos. And if he actually might be doing shalosh shuddos, you're definitely if somebody had kiddush on Shabbos, if somebody's very full. And you're feeling very guilty not to wash. It's a good thing to feel guilty. However, if you lamaisa had kiddush, you're maybe more makom to be mako because you already had your shalosh shuddos.
You won't eat another meal after your suda in the day.
What?
And you won't eat anything after the day suda if you had a kiddush.
And you won't.
If you have a kiddush in shul as your morning.
Let's say somebody partially can't eat and he can eat it, so he mazik himself. Definitely Yesh al Milismach that he could say that maybe he has Shal Shuddos. Or at least have fruits and basar, lafuke, having the actual bread. As we said last week, the Swan Makbid on the three Suddhas, he's Nitzel Mechevle Shal Mashiach, Medina Shal Gehenet, and from Machagas Koy Gumagu, Machayim and Kashem Ratakash Bafu, Mazaki said, Shal Fikhil and Permitzvah, Namrazin and Chopet, the Manchester Yadu Teraviyah.